Welcome back, everyone. Going into the third hour here of week 24. Adam, take it away.
So, Prosper, you messaged the Swan Song, or you messaged LaFon, and were like, "Hey, we need the thing active." So you didn't get a message back. Like there was no communication back.
Yeah.
Would you like? I assume you'd try again.
I mean, like, did I expect a message back? You're basically telling me that I didn't receive any confirmation.
If you receive no confirmation, would you message again?
I'm just watching this guy. I'm like, I guess I would double check like the encryption codes on my channel and stuff like that. I want these messages not to be intercepted, but yeah, I would try to reach out. I just say, you know, something like, "L'enfant, do you read?"
So when you
this is Black Sparrow.
Yeah, when you go to reconnect again, there's like three tones. There's like a boop, beep, beep, and then you hear, "Well, hey, y'all, we're rebooting the server. 1/2 second." And then there's like beep, boop, beep. And it's like, "Welcome to Sunbeam Communication Server System 245.
Skip.
And so it like goes off and it's like, "If you'd like to format your server, please say format. If you'd like to activate,
next,
say activate."
Skip.
Okay. "I'm sorry. I think you said skip." No, that's not a valid option. And so it's like, you're getting walked through the initial audio setup for a comm server. Like it's been like reset or rebooted.
Yeah.
Seems like exactly what this is.
I'm keeping my beat on the guy right down there. I say, "Fine, and I start trying to like talk through the setup options for this comm server."
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, meanwhile, downstairs, Rajani looks nervous, but not nervous that you're in the room. Like, she keeps looking at Mustafa. She keeps looking at him. Like you get the impression they had an argument or a discussion that she didn't like before, and she's still, like, feeling a little weird about it. Mustafa is, like, fucking cool as a cucumber. He's, like, pours himself a drink, pours you a drink, Higgs.
Yeah.
Puts it down in front of you, sits down, and Kalaya is the one that he's doing the talking. So she says to you, Higgs, she's like, "Well, we're going to get right down to it. Where are the access codes?"
I kind of look at her and maybe tilt my head to the left. And then is Mustafa like looking at me or is he walking around?
Yeah, he's like leaned up against the bar and he's just watching you drinking.
I look at Mustafa and I'm just like, "Is she the boss now?"
Mustafa kind of just cocks an eyebrow at you like, "Don't talk to me." Gestures kind of like back at her.
What are you talking about, the access codes?
The access codes.
If you just want into my pants, you just say, "Let's go."
She's like, "I've been chasing you for 9 months, Higgins. I've had enough of your bullshit. This is what matters. This. Now. Pay some fucking attention. The access codes McCrary had. You took them. Where are they?"
I didn't even know about the what? Kind of like look back. I'm like, "Do you guys know anything about access codes, Piani?"
Just kind of shake my head.
Sicarian internal comms him. That would be what was. He assumes that he knows these, but he just says, "In case you didn't know, that is probably what Pi extracted from his head."
You say that to us?
No, I don't say it to the room. I say like, I have my visor up and shit.
Oh, okay.
I have built in comms.
So I just hear that in the comms.
It's like in your bead. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear that and I say, "Tell her she can have the codes of our dead bodies."
No, it doesn't go out to you.
You can't hear
what
it.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Of course, because there's no communication. Shit. Yeah.
So I hear that, and my face of confusion goes to, understanding. The access codes. Oh, yeah. Okay. So about that, do you like stories? Because I've got a hell of a story.
I only like short stories, Higgs, especially if they end with, "And here are the access codes, Kalaya."
Unfortunately... Okay, I will end this story like that, but it's not short. So then I way back when, we stumbled upon a rogue vessel, and there was an AI, and I just go full detail into like everything we found about Pi.
And then
it's all 24 episodes of Swan Song. Yeah,
all 23 prior episodes of Swan Song up until now. And then I go, and that's where the access codes are, Calliopea.
She the whole time, like, as you're talking, she's just like shaking her head, occasionally says something to Mustafa, and Mustafa like nods, especially the parts he's involved with. Like he corroborates, he'll say something, but the whole conversation they have is in again, like in Pashto or Urdu or both. And if this were a TV show, this would be the recap episode right here. In the
this is the montage, man.
Yeah.
It's like a speaking montage where he's going like this and they're both like,
yeah.
Yeah.
We see at least like, you know,
and after the commercial break, we get like the real time. It's like, all right, back to the story. And then what happened?
A dead body at the bottom of some stairs in a hospital somewhere.
So at the end of the story, she says, well, some of that was useful, so I'll give you that. The rest of it was either a lie or gibberish, or it doesn't matter. I want the codes. And you say that they're in your computer database?
Yeah, you know, we've got... So, you know the part where I said the crew member worships this AI? Did I leave that part out? I said that, right?
She nods.
Yeah.
Yes. The Cabrillis agent. We know.
Yes. The one that's outside. You guys can... I mean... I don't even know where these... I heard about the access codes and that Pi took them somehow. I don't know how to deal with them. And frankly, I really don't give a shit about Pi. So if you guys just want to, if there is such a thing, take that off our hands, that you'd be doing me a favor. You get the access codes, we get rid of Pi, everyone's win-win.
Adam, isn't this most of the brass that we know from the syndicate, right?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, Kalaya and Mustafa are both the clan heads. Like, they're a big deal.
And there's just two armed men in there with us? Do they look...
There's four. There's the two that came with you and the two that were already there.
Do they, just so that I'm clear on this, because I've been on the wrong end of this before, not asking this question.
Sure.
Do they look mega badass, or are they just...
Make a perception test.
Okay. The nice thing about Sicarian is all his rolls, except for dexterity, are just flat out.
Okay. You could take any individual one of them one-on-one, no problem. But a group of four of them, it's hard to say.
Okay. Yeah. Just taking stock of the room.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you're doing your job. So, Mustafa says, how about this? You go back to your ship, get the codes for us, bring them back here. We give you the body, and you can go on your way.
I go to internal comms again and immediately say to Prosper, A, we don't know what these codes are to. B, if they want the codes, you can sell them.
Is that to me?
Prosper? I'm calming this to you. I'm saying, like, yeah. We don't hold them these codes
Prosper
at all.
Prosper is not available
yeah,
at
except
the moment.
Prosper, so
due
Prosper.
To... Oh, the Prosper. Faraday cage Higgs. That's surrounding you. Okay, cool.
You say you're telling me to sell them?
No, I'm telling you. Well, yeah, I'm just saying like they have no rights to these codes. If like that was not a part of the agreement, so you at the very least can sell them, but you should probably find out what they're to, anyways.
Yeah,
if we care.
She said to go back to the ship, get the codes, and give them to him.
Yeah, go back to your ship, get the codes, come back here, and we're square. Problem solved.
You know. Reggiani said it perfectly when we were coming. I'm a complicated man, and it's about to get complicated. I don't know if I can just go and talk. Usually when you tell a computer to give you something, in my experiences, it gives it to you, and then that's that. This computer, you know, you tell it to give you something, and then it starts talking about what is life and all this weird fucking philosophical shit, and I hate it. I'm so tired of it. So a couple of questions first. One, what are these access codes for?
It's none of your concern.
Well, I mean, they kind of is, because I have them and you want them, so that's a concern of mine on why you want them so bad. And if I die right here, you're probably not going to get them, and it's kind of it's complicated, you know?
So you say that, if I die right here, she's like, no one has to die, Wilbur. Doesn't have to be that way.
Someone always has to die, Calliopea. Every second someone dies, it just, that's life.
Well, let's hope that for all of us, we have several more seconds before that happens. Listen, don't worry about what the codes are for. Don't worry about why we want them. You're going to hurt your head. Just go back to your ship, convince your computer to give them to you, and bring them to us.
I you're standing right behind me, right, Piani?
Yep.
I like put my hand on yours. I'm just like, Piani, is that going to be an easy process?
No.
She just shakes her head. That's your problem. But I believe in you. You can do it.
I mean, if you think about it, it's kind of everyone's problem because you want the codes and I can't get them easily from our ship. So do you guys have maybe a way of sending us some help? I mean, Piani's the best I know, but if you guys have someone you can send along.
So she says, she's like, I think we might have something that could inspire you. Yes. And she snaps her fingers and says something in Urdu, and one of the guards gives her a data pad, and she puts it on the table, and it seems to be playing like security footage of a dingy concrete room somewhere, with a camera pointed at Connor tied to a chair. He looks like he's been beaten pretty badly.
God,
like
Connor Wu.
Damn it!
Yes, Mr. and there's a guy. Zakarian. There's a guy with an assault rifle like pointed at his head, in the image.
She slides it over to us.
She just puts it on the table. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just
killing time, team.
I'm just like staring at it. I don't change face or anything. And what does she say?
She says, "Are we feeling motivated yet?"
I kind of flow it back, like, he's a mechanic. What the fuck do I care about him?
No, so you don't?
No, tell him to pull the trigger. I don't care.
So she turns her head and starts to say something to the guard. Nobody says anything?
I'm trying to get inside the head of Zakarian real quick. So I'm next to the two guards. She's speaking to another one, right?
Yeah.
Not one of the ones close to me?
No. Do you want me to like draw the room out for you?
Please do, yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll give you the tactical situation here.
Whoops.
Okay. Ooh. So if the room is like this, this isn't obviously to scale.
Which one? Are you drawing somewhere else?
I'm drawing in the smaller.
Okay, gotcha.
Here, I'll clear out the actual building.
That's fine.
That's cool. Let's use it this way. So there's like this table in the middle of the room, or middle-ish of the room. You guys are spread out. So like Higgs and
Kalibia.
Kalia and Rajani are across from you. Mustafa Lee is over here. And then the X's are guards. And then Piani over here. Harry Potter. And the door is like right there.
And so where are you?
Yeah, that's a question. Mr. Scan, where are you?
I was next to the two guards.
So like here?
Over here?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so we'll give you some more room. So you're kind of like there. Okay. So, yeah, you say, Higgs, you say, he's just a mechanic. I don't care about him.
Yeah.
And Kalia shrugs, and she's like, okay, and like turns to the guard, says something in Urdu, something quick. He like reaches up to his little like shoulder.
It's when he reaches radio. Up. Okay, I think
the guard that's reaching is the one in the top corner over here.
Yeah. As he reaches up to calm, I think that I've gotten to the point where I can control my ability and it's not like completely, it's not a physical vomit from my body anymore.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. I put the tendrils to his head.
On him? Okay.
Yep.
And put the tendrils to him.
When you do this now, do we know that it's you doing, not the crew, but like with
That's
someone
what I'm asking
else?
Adam. Like, okay. I wanted this to be a joint thing. Like, where are we at with that, do you think?
I don't know, like, I feel like Zakarian has been doing more, like, being, like, outgoing, so rather than getting, like, more and more subtle, I feel like it'd be more and more obvious.
Okay.
In a way. So, like, I think in this case, it's like, yeah, the black tentacles, like, spring from the gaps in your armor because they're coming from your skin. So it's like your armor swells up with this black fog that flies out and stabs through the guy's head. Okay. So I need you to make a physical effect save. He's going to make a mental effect save.
I don't have my sheet in front of me. What is what do I roll?
I'm not sure.
Are we level 4? Let me look it up. Physical effect save. I'm level 5. Physical save is 10.
No, I'm 4.
So just 10 plus.
So it's 50-50. So D20, yeah, because it just got better. It just got better. That is okay, my better.
So this guy needs a 15 or better. Nope.
So if Jeff is successful, then it happens.
So it'll happen. Yeah, so you're both fine. So what happens is, like, Jeff's success or failure is how I determine how long it'll take for him to use it again.
Oh, okay.
And then the guy's success or failure is whether or not he is affected by the fear.
So as he reaches up for his comms, it just, like, comes out of my body, just all the cracks.
Okay. Can you roll a D4?
Even if the pass is still D4? Oh, this is for him.
This is. I'm just getting you to roll it.
Just one.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay. So, yeah. So the spikes of darkness, like, flash out, and he like grabs his head and, like, screams, I guess we need to roll initiative.
Can I argue for a planned, like, I knew to do that to shock them and then take a bonus action? Would that freak them out at all?
What do you mean?
Would that surprise them?
Well, the plan was to shock
action?
Him, stop him, and then axe a guy next to me.
Yeah, I'll give you a +2 on your initiative.
Okay. Yeah. We haven't fought in actual months, so you're going to have to do a lot of hand-holding.
Initiative is... How do you roll that? It's a d8 plus
there's a macro, and yeah, it's just plus your dex modifier.
Okay.
Oh. D8. Okay, so I'm at +3 then.
Is my dex at -1 or is my con?
God dang these ones, man.
My dex is -1. Hey, not bad.
No, that's not bad at all.
I have no dex bonus, of course.
Meanwhile, Prosper is like, yes.
We
confirm.
No.
We.
Yeah, pour service en français. Appuyez le feu.
Non.
Sorry, dude. It's not a Canadian machine. You have to do it in English.
Mad.
Okay, and who am I missing? Piani. Okay, Piani. All right, so I got a 5 on my first roll. I need to do that a few more times.
Yeah. Woo! Fucking one. More ones.
Oops, that was a skill roll. Clicking the wrong thing. Alright, so 1 for Kalaya. Mustafa got a... Let's see. 6. No, an 8. Ooh. High speed Mustafa. Alright. And then a Rajani. Got an 8 also. All right, so Higgs, what'd you get? Sorry,
7.
Okay, Mr. Scarion.
4. Yeah, I got a 4.
Yeah, 4. And Piani got a 3.
Piani got a 3. Okay, so we're almost already in order. Kalai goes last. Scimitars go between 7 and 5. Okay. All right. So Mustafa and Rajani both react right away when the guy loses it. Rajani grabs the table and flips it up between you, so it's standing up and down.
Is this a metal table?
No, it's a wood table. It's like a thick wood table.
Okay.
So she flips it up so it's between you. And Mustafa just calmly, like, so he's smoking a cigarette. He flicks the cigarette and, like, clicks something on his belt, and a shield goes up around him. Okay. Higgs, what are you gonna do?
God. Well. Didn't want to do it this early. I take out a grenade, pull a pin, and hold it up and say, "Everyone shut the fuck up!" I just have a grenade over my head with the pin
pulled. He's holding a thermal detonator.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you pull that. You hold it up. The guys with guns, the scimitars, Mr. Sakarian, the ones that are either side of you turn and point their guns at you. The one who's, like, screaming, like, falls to the floor and is, like, holding his head. And then the other one points his gun at Piani because she's the nearest target. So they all just, like, snap their guns up. Mr. Sakarian, what do you want to do?
I will hold action. Is that a thing?
Delay your action?
Yeah, you can delay your action. Just tell me, you can go before Piani, before Kalaya, or you'll go at the end of the turn if you don't
have. I'll go at the end.
Okay, so I'll put an H for you for hold. Okay, Piani, what are you doing?
I mean, I need to have a sidebar with Higgins here. Like, are you trying to stop the fight, or do you want us to actually be doing something?
Stopping the fight.
All right, I guess I will also hold my action because I have no fucking idea what is about to happen.
So literally everyone just like pulls a gun real quick and just like stares.
You got one of those old-fashioned Spacekin standoffs.
Yeah. And I've just got a grenade up over my head.
And you don't see it, but Kalaya activates her shield as well.
Do I know enough about these shields to know if they would resist a frag grenade this close range?
Almost certainly.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, a grenade in this closer room, like, you would liquefy yourself, Piani, both the guards.
Everyone not behind
would
the
probably
shield.
Be okay.
Oh, but, okay.
Because it's a small room, so the explosion would go out and then roll back in. Like, the whole room would just fill with fire and shrapnel.
Okay.
And plus, you're covered in grenades already, so it'd be
a little bit bigger, yeah.
So
actually, no one would survive this.
Yeah, I was going to say, one grenade, probably 10, the shields might hold, but... Yeah, Mustafa and Rajani would be, or Mustafa and Kalaya would be the only ones in the room that have the chance to survive.
Okay.
Cool. The good, the bad, and the Shindalian. So, yeah, Kalaya activates her shield. Mr. Sakarian, what do you want to do?
He's holding action.
Well, this is the full.
Oh, the
thing,
full round.
So I guess for
this
my
is the
turn.
End of the round, yeah.
My hand moves to my chain blade.
Okay.
That's it. Just maybe.
So you just like put your
I'm arguing on. That I could have a quicker reaction next turn or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you can draw it as part of your part. So you can draw it and attack if you need.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Rajani is shouts something like in Urdu, and like stands up slowly with her hands up. Mustafa says to you, Higgs, like through the shield. You can hear it, it's distorted by the shield, and it's like, it doesn't have to be this way, Higgs. No one has to die. We said that when you came in here. It's still true.
Okay.
We just got your crew members collateral. We want the codes.
So I kind of like, I take my, got one hand with the grenade and maybe I just pull it down to my side, and with the other thumb I kind of like lift up the bandolier that has 10 on it.
Right. Well, I mean, are you wearing it?
Because yeah, I've got
like,
it. I've got it.
Coat open.
Yeah, I guess I pull my coat open then. Yeah, it's like I know no one has to die. Everyone just got a little jumpy there. I think Mr. S likes that mechanic over everyone else. Just was interrupting there. Why don't we all just cool down, and maybe. We need to de-escalate the situation. Maybe take the guards outside. Maybe Mr. S goes with them. And then it's just us.
Okay, so the scimitar is the one guy, the only one doing anything, is like holding his head and he's like getting up and like shaking it. And he like looks at Mr. Sakarian and like gives you the evil eye. but he's still really dazed. The other ones just keep their guns like drawn, waiting for orders from Kalaya or Mustafa. Piani, what do you want to do?
I'm not going to make any sort of aggro action. So
okay. So outside, before Mr. Scan, you take your action. Prosper, you get the comm server rebooted, and immediately you get a message from Pi, that's just like. Prosper, Prosper, Prosper.
Yes, yes. Hello, hello, hello.
There was an attack of some kind activated. It's processing. I'm sorry, it was an EMP of some kind. I've been disabled for several minutes. I think they took Wu. He's gone.
They took Wu?
Yes, they attacked the ship while I was disabled. I can't find him anywhere.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. System's rebooting. It's going to take a minute.
We need you, L'Enfant. I've lost contact with the rest of the crew. I'm outside at these coordinates, and I transfer the you know, longitude, latitude coordinates.
Okay. Kalaya also stands up in her, like, shield now. She says to you, Higgs, she's like, it appears you think you have the upper hand. What is your bargaining position here, Higgs?
Well, that we all get out alive.
You know what we want. The door's right there.
I kind of just, like, look back to the door. Say, did you understand the fact that this AI is... it's artificial intel. It does what it... I can't outsmart it. If it doesn't want to give me the codes, I actually can't get those codes for you.
So there's a moment that you can, like, because their shield is sort of, like, flickering and stuff, and you can see her face, and when you say, like, I'm not smart enough, she, like, grins at you, and she's like, I don't believe that for a second, Higgs.
Have I ever said something about myself in the negative? Ever. Think about that for a second.
She's like, you're getting humble in your old age.
Or I'm being truthful for once. And it kind of... Maybe, like, the grenade's, like, kind of lowering just a tad bit.
Okay. She looks at you, Piani, and she says, maybe you should do the talking, then. It might listen to its mother.
What the fuck do you mean by that?
McCrary had plenty to say before he died.
Oh, did he now? Like what?
She says, now is not the time. Go get us our codes. We'll tell you whatever it is you're curious about.
And what's to say the little son won't give the codes to his mom?
If he doesn't give you the codes, if you can't wrest those away, well, that's why we have your engineer, isn't it?
So you fucking kill him and we fly away? What's it fucking do good for anyone?
Well, it doesn't seem to me that Higgs cares much for him, but I don't think that's true of the rest of your crew. And besides, it's about sending a message. You cross us, bad things happen.
When she says that, I'm just like, motherfucker, we didn't cross you. What are you talking about? It was the AI that did this shit. I swear to God, I'm gonna... You can have the... Take... Oh. I think back. How much was the swan song?
How much money was it?
Yeah.
Like 800,000 credits or something?
Yeah.
Just shy of a mil?
Give me 700,000 credits. You can have everything. Fuck, you can work with the ship. You can get the AI. You can... We got a Jeep on there. We'll take the Jeep back, but you can have everything else. I don't give a shit. I'm tired of this.
Adam, as I'm aiming at this guard down here, if I hear the swan song approaching, I pull the trigger.
Okay. All right. So that's the plan. You're like, swan song, Get over here. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. What are you doing, Mr. Scarion?
He's honestly feeling kind of sad because he thinks he's not going to get to use the Thunder Gun. He's just like, he's listening intently and he's just watching the actions of all of them. He's not even moving. Like, it looks like he's a statue. He's just not moving.
Okay.
Are we rolling for Prosper taking the shot?
No, because the ship's not on the way yet.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. I see what
you're saying. When it arrives.
Kalaya says to you, she's like, we don't want the ship. We don't want to take your precious AI away from you. We just want you to go and talk to it. Get us our codes. We'll give you your engineer, and everything is clear.
How about one of you comes, and then you see how difficult talking to this piece of shit is.
So she turns to Rajani and says something in Urdu, and Rajani disagrees, and then she Mustafa says something to the effect of "shut up," and Rajani stands up and holsters the pistol she was holding, and she looks at you, Higgs, like, fuck you for getting me into this. And she says, I'll come with you.
Okay. All right. And I kind of just Now give me one sec. Everyone be cool, all right? No one fucking fucking calm down. Just like slowly put the pin back in and take like a deep breath and then just like insert it back in and then just like finally release. Just calm down. Take a giant exhaustive breath.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm just like, okay, well, that kind of worked out. Put it back there. And maybe like fix my vest. I'm just like, all right, we good to go? I just slap the table.
Okay. So they, Mustafa says to the guards something, and then they gesture towards the door.
Okay.
Okay.
I start to walk out.
All right. So you leave the room, go back out into the hallway, head towards the stairs or like the ladder. Everybody starts climbing up the ladder.
Higgins.
And then Higgins. you get a connection.
Oh, hey there.
Is there anybody there?
Maybe I'm just.
Mr. Like, Higgins, you're alive. What's the situation? Do you need my aid?
I assume everyone can hear this, not just me, right?
Yeah, everybody gets reconnected.
Okay, maybe I just come in. I'm just like, Mr. Skarn, please take care of this. I just act very casual. Because I don't have the power suit where I can't hide my conversation.
It's true, yeah.
Take care of. So you just say, take care of this?
Yeah, and Prosper's just like freaking out over the comms.
Oh.
Because he hasn't heard anything for the past 20 minutes.
Do I get it too?
Skarn, is there a problem?
Yeah, you can see, so you can all hear Prosper.
Okay, do you need assistance?
Internal comms, I just say, Higgins is going to come out with Miss Rajani. Please hold your fire. We are possibly diplomatically exiting out of the Thundergun situation.
Hold my fire?
I mean the situation.
Is everything at ease? Monsieur Sakarian, I could kill Rajani as soon as she steps out the door. Is that... Do we want that?
Calm off. It's off.
It's off. I fuck up on you. You're off. So yeah, you walk back through slowly through the facility. Everybody gets the respirators. You walk back out to the exit. And I think that as you walk, you like walk by the last table, there's like a Piani, you recognize this kid. It's one of the kids that tried to like, that was like begging for me. You remember when you were like going to meet your friend?
Yeah, I gave him money, right?
Yeah, the kid you give money to. So yeah. You see this kid just wearing like shitty like rags or whatever. And when you walk by, you notice that like him and the rest of the like people here are like their ankles are like chained to the table. He looks up at you as you walk by, and then you hear him like yelp as one of the foremen like just punches him in the head and is like yells at him in Cantonese, like "Shut up, get back to work!" Like hits him. And the kid just, like, stumbles and, like, staggers into the table.
Why don't you pick on someone your own size, you fucking brute?
Do you say that in English or in Cantonese?
I could say it in Cantonese, yeah.
Okay, all right. So when you say that, Rajani, who's standing behind you, is like, Piani, not the time.
What do you mean? He fucking punched the kid.
Yes, he punched a child. It's fine, let's go. You can yell at me about it later. Please, just stay quiet. The guy's walking over to you and like doing that like angry man walk where his like chest is out and he's still got like he's got his like baton and he's like, yeah, walking towards you like, fuck you, little girl. You can't talk to me like that. And Rajani gets between the two of you and is like telling him to back down.
Okay.
This whole scene is like back that standoff in the rock. Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess as we keep walking, I would want to be like, what's the story? Miss Badass with her shield suddenly kowtows to someone like that?
Well, Rajani, you notice Rajani was the only one that wasn't a soldier in that room that didn't have a shield. Rajani doesn't have.
You know what I meant.
Yeah, but when you say that, she's like, she's just like, shut up. Like,
then what's the deal? What's the deal?
So you're led upstairs back to the little office, respirators off and hung up. The guards walk you outside. So you, Prosper, you see the door open, and the guard that's outside steps away and like kind of like lifts his gun a little, and then there's recognition, and you see Rajani step out onto the platform. And you see her, we see her through your crosshairs. Like, she just steps out into...
Adam, don't try to goad Steven into killing Rajani, all right? I know what you're doing.
I'm just saying, here she is.
He's like, she's literally in your crosshairs.
Yeah, she is, though.
Yeah, I mean,
give me the order.
Like, you're leaned up on the rail.
The shitty thing is, like, Prosper doesn't know what's going on, so he doesn't necessarily know that she's a threat. So I take aim, and I go over comms again. I say, Swan Song, I have a clear shot. If we need it, I can take it. The ship is en route.
I put my hand on Rajani as if, like, you know that thing when you have a knee-jerk reaction if you're driving a car and the person in the passenger seat,
you put your hand up.
I do that. I'm just like, do not take that shot. I just, like, back her up.
Okay, so we hear your voice, right, in Prosper's headphones. This is all from Prosper's position. So we see the sort of black ring with the crosshairs, and we see her step in, and then hear, do not take that shot, and she turns and looks, like, right at you. So you, like, make eye contact, basically, with her through the scope.
Yeah.
And then...
I take my hand off the trigger for a moment, and I just go...
Okay, so she maybe doesn't see you, but we see you do that as the audience, and then everybody else comes out onto the little, like, platform outside, onto the sidewalk.
Yeah, and maybe I try to sound as, like, commanding, so I'm just like, rendezvous at the Tango Point at 6:04. Thank you, 2 clicks away, and I just, like, cross my hands, kind of, like, look at everyone, nod a little bit. Prosper, you understand that? Just be like, come the fuck down here, we're leaving.
You know what? Prosper thumbs on his comms and he says, Swan Song, I don't believe that we have all been entirely clear with each other in recent history. I need to know what's going on or I am not going to cooperate.
Can you do just calm to calm? Like, if I just wanted to talk to...
Yeah, but Piani and Rajani and stuff would hear your actual voice. So.
Okay, then maybe I'm... Maybe just to... Sakarian, I'm just like, Sakarian, can you take care of this, please? We're en route. We're gonna go get the car. And then
Did you say it over general comms, Steven?
Yeah, I broadcast that to everybody.
You just sent it out there in Baron's chat. Everybody heard that shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just say, Mr. Prosper, we are in a complicated negotiation right now. They have Wu. We are waiting to find out if this is going to be a physical altercation, but I assure you, if you get all of us killed, I will find a way to come and get you. I will.
He taken them.
That sounds terrible. What's the negotiation about?
This is a really weird time to... You will be filled in. Just please remain calm.
The Swan Song is on its way. If you don't tell me what's going on, I'm going to send it away.
You say that, and Sakarin kind of looks around the room with all these guys with, like,
well, you're outside guns now. You're out in the street.
Yeah. Well, I came out as well.
You can if you want. Yeah. You can still be inside. Like, everybody's moving out onto the sidewalk. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I say, final. You know, this is the last time I'll say this, but if you are open rebellion against us and you're going to send away our getaway vehicle because you're not being filled in on something that we can't fill you in on because it would take too long, then I will know where you stand.
I thumb on the comms. I say, L'Enfant, there's a funny situation afoot. I recommend you avoid the area.
So, anybody can communicate with the ship, too. So Pi, yeah, Pi says broad convert, like, out to everybody who's plugged in. I think I'm ready to go. What's happening?
That's something I would love to know, L'Enfant. Maybe the rest of the crew could fill us in on what has happened.
Don't be so fucking dense. We've got to just get away from this place. Do we want the Swan Song or not?
Yeah, I mean, there's no real place to land a spaceship. Yeah,
at this
here.
Point,
you
I
can just go
I,
to the.
I my understanding is that you guys drove the Jeep that we got from whatever that was here, and that we were going to get in the Jeep and just drive to the hangar.
Yeah, that can be.
So if we're sending the Swan Song back, that's.
Yeah, the Swan Song never left. Like, it hasn't left yet.
Yeah, okay, I'm fine with that. I'm just being
well, normal. But in the fluff of what the situation is that Mr. Prosper called and asked for the ship to come.
Yeah.
So if it can't pick us up, like, we can't retcon this. This is you're putting Steven out on an island in Weird Island right now, where he's like, come pick us up, and the ship's like just sitting back in its port.
Well, it wasn't that it wasn't going to. It was that it was like, because remember, Pi said, like, it's going to take me a minute. And then now Pi has said, like, I'm ready to go.
Yeah. What do you want to do? That's what I'm saying. Is there has to be the chance the ship was going to come for this entire scene to make any sense.
Yeah, there was.
At all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So Pi says that to everyone and not just Prosper.
Yeah, Pi says, I'm ready to go. Do you need me to pick you up?
No. Pi, we'll just meet you back at the hangar. I don't know who told you to come pick us up, but there's no need for that.
Prosper said you might need me. There was an attack in the hangar. I was out of commission for a little while. I'm better now.
Okay. No, we're all good over here. We'll meet you back at the hangar. Over and out.
Okay.
I at that point I just like rip off the comms and just go over to Sakarian like very angrily, and I'm just like, this is causing more problems than we need, Mr. Sakarian. And then I get into the Jeep and maybe start, I guess I'm driving. It doesn't matter, but
yeah, sure. You can drive.
Yeah.
Okay, so So you come down, Prosper?
Oh yeah, I guess we drive over to where Prosper's at and pick him up.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
All right. So where is Prosper?
Well, I mean, I'm up in this tower, right? You know, I guess I see them get in their Jeep. Are you like driving over to my location?
I mean, if we start to, yeah, I guess we're coming to pick you up.
Yeah, I see you driving in this direction. I say, no, Monsieur Higgins, not a smart idea. Why don't you head on back to the ship?
Oh,
so do we see Higgs in the crosshairs as the Jeep is moving?
Yep, we've got the crosshairs right over Mr. Higgins.
I kind of stop and maybe I just look at everyone in the Jeep. I'm like, oh, all right, we'll see you later at the ship, I guess. And then I just turn around and drive back.
Yeah, okay. I pull off my earpiece,
mm-hmm.
And then I put it back in. And then I comms on and I say, only to L'Enfant. And I say, L'Enfant, my time with this crew, I think, is at an end. It is not a group of people I care to associate with any longer. And indeed, I feel that they do not care to associate with me any longer. I wish you the best of luck. You may contact me in any time of need. I will try to make my way to Cabral. There are things that I must deal with there.
Okay, so you say that and Pius says, Prosper, wait, I don't understand.
Neither do I.
Am I in danger?
That is impossible for me to say at the moment.
But you're supposed to protect me, Prosper. Come back to the ship.
L'Enfant, the crew is on their way. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know why they're going back to the ship. I don't know what happened inside of that hangar. I lost contact with them. They refused to tell me anything. Monsieur Higgins made it very clear that Mr. Sakarian is intended to protect Monsieur Higgins from me. I can't trust my fellow crew members. L'Enfant, I will come back to the ship as quickly as I can. But this is probably not going to end well for your charges.
Okay.
I swear I was going to say this before he said all that, but in the car ride back, I would say to Mr. Higgins, I would say, and I don't care that she's in there and hears this. Like they made it pretty clear in the room that they don't care about the AI, at least, and I believed them. So I just say, as near as I can tell, I think Prosper has answered the question of whether or not he would choose the crew over the ship. I'm guessing he felt like the Pi was in some kind of danger, and because we wouldn't answer his extremely open question, he assumed that we're going to go hurt Pi or something like that, and chose Pi over us again.
Maybe like as that finishes, I'm still like leaning back driving. Then you finish, and I just lean forward and like turn up the music. Just keep driving. I don't say anything about it.
Okay.
Cool. I think Piani just like doesn't really want to hear it. Like, not going to jump to conclusions.
All right.
So Prosper climbs down from the tower. I'm looking for some kind of a car that'll get me back to the ship quickly.
Okay. Sure. I mean, you could just get a, like, I mean, when you have to walk a couple of blocks or just call for like a cab or whatever, and you can get one back to the spaceport.
Is there any kind of roll I can do to get them back there before the rest of the crew?
Do we have like a nav or not a navigation? Well, I guess there would be a navigation
roll. Super parkour roll, maybe?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be a roll against a roll? Or?
Yeah. 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 So, yeah, it'll be your navigation, I guess, versus what skill do you want to use, Prosper, to get back?
I don't know. Tactics?
Yeah, totally. That's fine.
Okay.
I would imagine a luck roll would have to be involved, too. This is a guy that's on a tower without a vehicle versus a car.
The thing is, he's like, you guys are using the road, and that means traffic and navigation stuff. And, like, the planet's quite small, and you're parked not that far away. So if he uses, like, good tactics and really, like, hoofs it, he could run there faster than you could drive.
Okay.
Yeah. So, all right, both of you, go ahead and roll.
Beat that, suckers.
You might win with the way I've been rolling. Right. Although I think we're going to tie if I get 1-1, so.
Yeah, I know, right?
The three.
Well, I beat you with a 5.
God, are you shitting me?
Wow.
That's some bad rolls.
Holy right. crap.
So bad you'll, rolls you'll arrive, for days.
You'll arrive after them, but not by too much.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. All right. So I guess the Jeep pulls up into the hangar. The swan song is sitting there, like, ready to roll. You know, the ladder is down. And it definitely looks like, someone has been here recently and didn't, like, close up shop before they came back. Yeah. As you pull up, you can see that there's, like, some blood stains on the ground. There looks like a drag mark of, like, a body being dragged. And a couple of sets of, like, bloody footprints, like, boot prints. On the deck.
Okay. And it's Reggiani with us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, right.
Your people are quite nice, you know, Reggiani. They, whatever. Anyways, let's go have a talk with our new friend. This is going to go great. I can't wait to talk to this thing. Maybe, Piani, you want to talk to him? It might do better.
To Pi?
To Pi, and me and Reggiani will be in the room. She can see firsthand how much a pain in the ass your son is.
I don't know if I'd want you in the room.
Well, she needs to be there in some capacity.
No, she doesn't.
Well, why the hell did she come on the ship?
In case we need her.
Is it Reggiani?
So Reggiani looks at you, Piani, and then looks at Higgs, and she's like, really, Higgs? You didn't pick that up? I'm the fucking hostage here.
Well, I didn't want any hostages. I just wanted you guys to deal with Pi because I hate this stupid thing. Let's go get a drink.
Just like punch a random computer panel.
Yeah.
And then I'll go back to my room.
Yeah, we go to the like the kitchen.
Okay.
We have no reason to like go on security, so I guess we just walk on the ship like normal.
So while the two of you are walking towards the like mess or whatever, she says to you, she's like, whatever happened to that Centurion? God, she was hot, wasn't she? And I hope she's okay.
Is that the one you raped?
She squints at you. She's like, whoa, harsh words, Higgs. No, that's not how it went.
Oh.
Well, give me a drink. I'll tell you all about
it. Okay, that's what, see, Pi told me that, and it's quite confusing. Anyways. Yeah, and I go and get her a drink.
All right, she tells you a very inappropriate story about her and the Centurion. And she drinks quickly. So where are you going, Mr. Scarion?
I'm just with him.
Are you just in the mess hall with us?
So you're just going to leave Piani to go talk to Pi?
I mean, yeah, I just follow the group. Like, I don't think
they split. Piani's going one way. And
yeah, I imagine that's a private conversation, I guess. Okay. You know, like,
yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
That's the vibe I'm getting from it.
All right. So, Piani, you go back to your room. And Pi says, right away, like as soon as you come in, Pi is like, what's going on?
Now, at this point, like, I knew about Lord McCreary, the brain suck, but, like, the codes was still all new to me,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was the only one that knew.
So, the first thing I say is, what the fuck are the codes for?
Access codes. Cabrillese intelligence. I needed to use them to talk to... Well, it doesn't matter who. Someone important. Where's Prosper? Is Prosper all right?
We're not done yet. Why do these people want them?
Because they're very, very valuable.
Well, they're just going to sell them or do something with them.
I don't know. They're very dangerous, though. Cabral has assets in place that if they... I don't know why they want them. Where's Prosper?
Prosper's on his way back, I think.
Yeah, you don't know that.
I mean, I thought you were lying, so whichever.
Okay. Right. I don't know.
Pi says, I want to talk to Prosper. Where's Prosper?
Why do you want to talk to Prosper so bad?
Because he's in danger.
What do you mean he's in danger?
Mr. Sicarian's going to hurt him, or Higgs, or you, and I want to talk to him.
What do you mean that I'm going to hurt Prosper?
Someone's going to hurt Prosper. He's in danger. I want to talk to him.
Well, wait a second. I'm the psychic here. I came back with Mr. S. and Higgs. What? Did you have a talk with Prosper?
I did.
What did he say?
He said he was going away. He sounded very frightened. I don't like it, Piani.
What? Why? What do you mean he's going away?
He said that he was leaving, that it wasn't safe anymore, and he didn't know if I was in danger. Am I in danger, Piani?
Only because these people want the codes, and you've got the codes. You want to know who else is in danger? Fucking Woo.
I don't have the codes anymore. They've changed them.
Who's changed them?
Cabral, there are no more codes. We have nothing to give them.
Well, let's just give them the old codes then.
They're going to know.
How will they know?
They can test them.
Well, our mission's to get the fucking codes. Give us what you got. We'll give them to you. It's not our problem.
What about Wu?
Well, if we'd give the codes, then they've got to give us back Wu.
If we work together, maybe we could make something up. They wouldn't be able to tell it was bad right away. They'd be very angry after, though.
Well, we kind of have a knack of making people very angry after the fact, don't we now, little one? So let's do that, because we're in a sticky situation, and it's about the only way I can think we get it out, and we keep everything okay between the crew.
Where's Prosper? I need to make sure Prosper is safe first.
Well, you talk to Prosper. Calm him.
He's not answering.
Calm him again.
Okay, so Pi tries, you can see on the like process terminal. And actually, when you look, Pi's like processes are operating weird. They're using way more CPU than usual, and it's putting some strain on the computer system.
The comms?
No, just Pi's like functions. Pi is running hot.
Right.
Do I get a ping?
And yes, you do.
Yeah, I mean, I answer. I'm like, am I in a car or am I like parkouring through?
You're maybe like running up. You're like a block or so away.
Yeah, I answer. I say, yes, l'enfant.
Everyone's back on the ship. They won't tell me what's going on.
No, they won't tell me either.
I'm like listening to this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sort of stop. I say they want the codes.
What's Pi talking about? You're gonna leave?
Piani, is that you? They want the codes.
They want the codes. I just talked to Pi about it. He says the codes don't work anymore. So
Higgins.
We're gonna try to get fake codes to give them, but they got Woo. And they got a gun to Woo's head.
Where?
I do not know. But they attacked the ship.
I don't know if I know that.
L'enfant
told
me.
You saw the blood.
Yeah, there was blood.
Oh, right,
you
heard right.
Us. Yeah, and I think it was conveyed that they EMP or whatever, got Wu, you know.
Yeah. I don't know what...
From the ship.
L'enfant, where is Wu?
I don't know. Gone.
God damn it. L'enfant, can you give them the codes?
I can give them some codes, but Le Fantôme has already changed the access. The old codes were compromised.
Good. Good. Tiani, Sicarian, and Higgs.
Wait. Wait. I've thought of something. Prosper, I don't know if it's right. I still have access to Le Fantôme. I could rig up codes. Make something new. It might give them access, though. But they'd believe it. It would be real. Then they'd give us Wu back, and you could come back to the ship, right?
L'enfant. Sometimes a relationship is too far gone to be saved. I don't know if my relationship with Higgs and Sicarian is past that point or not.
What?
Wu is very important to me. I have to find some sort of a way to secure his safety. We can't compromise Cabral, but L'enfant, you and La Fantôme, the Pantheon, if you can figure out some kind of a way to keep yourselves safe, then I place my trust in you. Piani, I need to know where Wu is.
I mean, he could be back at the warehouse where we were, but it doesn't make sense that they just take him to where we were meeting him.
Find me some sort of information. I can't come back to the ship. I don't trust Higgs. I don't trust Sicarian.
Wait, what? Why? I don't understand. What the fuck happened in the last hour?
Piani, I have no idea what happened. You tell me that these peoples, they want the codes to Cabral, to my home planet. They want the codes to infiltrate the mainframe of the organizations that I serve. I can't go along with this. Higgs has the chance to tell me. Sicarian has the chance. You had the chance to tell me. None of you told me. I was out of communication for you for a long time. I contacted L'enfant. L'enfant had been attacked.
We got taken into the basement. Communications went down.
And when you came out, did you tell me anything?
We couldn't. They're still with us.
Piani, find me Wu. I will go to him, and then we will see. And then I just hang up.
Okay. Piani, what are you going to do?
The only thing we saw of Wu was the one security footage.
Yep.
Was that in real time? Did we know?
I think that was the implication, yeah.
Okay.
Rajani probably knows more about the situation.
Right.
Actually, she
That's what I was thinking, but... Pi, when were you shut down? How long ago was Wu taken?
I don't know. My clocks are all reset. Central processing was down for at least a few hours.
All right. I gotta find Wu. I'll be back.
Tell me how I can help.
Work on those codes. Because we still might need a backup plan.
Okay. So Pi just goes quiet. And you can see the processing, like, up all up in the red.
Can I actually, like, assign more power to just the computer systems in this particular instance?
Yeah, what system do you want to disable to do that?
Well, we're not in flight, so, like, what is not on that I could?
I mean, nothing's on right now.
Obviously, no, so it just like temporarily, like so I could do it and temporarily revert shields to.
Yeah, you could turn off every system and, well, I mean, the ship doesn't have shields, but yeah.
Well, like then
weapon systems.
I'll turn off weapons because.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it like evens out. You reroute the weapons to the computer, and that it evens out a little bit, goes down into the yellow.
And then I think I go back to the hall. So wait, you guys are where again?
Where are you with mess hall is waiting basically.
Okay.
Yeah. You were supposed to go get the code from Pi then.
Right. So I think I come back to the mess hall and I go, Higgs, Mr. Scarion, a moment please.
So I think you walk in on the end of Rajani. Like they're all just like Rajani and Higgs are sitting at the table drinking. And Rajani, like you walk in the end of a sentence where she's like, and she's like making like some obscene hand gesture and then kind of gets awkward and like looks at you when you walk in. She looks at Higgs. She's like, I'll finish this story later. So do we have the codes?
I like gesture to
I get up and go to her. Scarion's on edge because they have Wu.
Yeah.
Oh, so
he hasn't said
yeah,
a word.
Yeah, I guess I'm. All right. Yeah, we'll be right back.
And
I,
we got a situation, and at that point,
yeah, we don't have the codes. Pi's being a piece of shit, right?
Actually, I explained that we kind of do have the codes, but that the codes that we had were, of course, no longer functional. But that Pi thought he could provide some codes. And makes
this is the first we've
ones.
Heard the codes are for Cabral as well.
Yeah, so Pi actually can, I mean, Pi can hear the conversation.
Right, right. So this is the first time you guys know too, right? So Then that's when I think I go, you know, but we got a bigger problem. Prosper thinks we betrayed him, that we knew the codes were for Cabral, that we weren't telling him because maybe we're conspiring against him. And he's basically said he's going to go save Wu. But he's afraid to come back to the ship.
I do one of those like things where I'm just staring at the ground. You say that, and I like look at you, and I like look at Sakarian, and I look back down the ground. I'm like, "What are you talking about? He betrayed us. Did you not hear that whole story? He can't come and after the fuck is going? Did Pi tell you lies, Sakarian? What?
My concern is that he questioned us when we left. He said, "What's going on? I gave him a very glib answer because we were being escorted by Rajani and we were going through the facility. And his immediate conclusion was that we were going to harm Pi, and then his immediate course of action was to abandon us to the situation at hand. He said that he would send Pi away from us if we didn't give him a full explanation. My problem is not that he wants to defend Pi or that he didn't like that we didn't give him a full answer. My problem is his immediate conclusion was that we were challenging Pi and him, and then he immediately abandoned us to our fates, which could have been death. So operationally speaking, he has confirmed that we are a distant second. That was the question you and I had for him, Mr. Higgs. And then in action, he will abandon us even if he believes that we are a threat to Pi. Not that he knows. Not that there's any clear indication. It's that if his paranoid mind confirms for him that we are a threat.
And he's going to save Wu? What was that about, Piani?
He's going to save Wu. I told him that Wu was being held captive. He seemed very concerned.
We don't know where he's at. Did you tell him?
Well, no. I think we need to talk to Rajani about it.
Well, why don't you just tell him somewhere and we'll have the syndicate go pick him up and they can hold him for us till we get back.
Hold who?
Hold Prosper, and we'll just pick him up when we get Wu, and this will all be over. And if he goes down fighting, then it solves the problem for us.
Why are you so intent on fucking Prosper?
I'm not. He's fucking himself.
I mean, I don't disagree. It was a hasty decision, but given the circumstances and the hostility lately, there's a part of me that can't blame him.
I just kind of like look, and maybe I squint, and I'd be like, "Do you worship the PC? Is this what is this Sakarian? Is this another fucking
person
that
worships the PC?"
You know, I
don't worship
the
fucking PC, Higgs.
You know Prosper worships
said.
The fucking PC, a fucking AI, and that's who he worships.
She's always had a special relationship with that. I think that's been well understood.
I come, L'Enfant. I say, L'Enfant, is there any information on where Wu is located? I'm waiting your orders.
And that's to Pi?
Yeah. Okay. So Pi comes back. I'm working on something. Something I think will fix all of this.
I appreciate it.
And then I guess I would just say, look,
Let's find out where Wu is.
Well, I don't
Let's let Pi work on the codes, and let's have a solid plan regardless of what we have to do. But right now, Prosper's not a problem. Prosper's on our side. In case maybe you weren't paying attention, that fucking room.
Yeah, the one where I held the grenade.
Fucking 7 versus 3.
Well,
let's make it 4 versus 7.
Well, we don't need to fight. We've already figured. Okay. All right. Fuck it. I'm done. I walk back into the room. It's like, Reggiana, I'll be right back. I walk back outside and look at Pion. I'm like, we got the codes?
We got the codes.
I squint once again.
Actually, I kind of like look up into the
okay, camera.
The camera.
Yeah. Right. And okay. I'm like, do we have the codes?
I think Pi says to you, and Prosper, you hear this as well. Pi says, I have codes that will give them access. I have codes that will give access to the mainframe. Only for a short time, but it might be enough. If we give them fake codes, they'll probably kill Wu. But I don't know if I want to give them to you.
To me?
Yes.
Why not?
They're very dangerous. I'm afraid of what the Syndicate will do with them.
I radio into L'Enfant and I say... I say, L'Enfant, I am moving away from your location. If you give me the codes and then tell them that I am the one who has them, we can set up the negotiation on neutral ground. It will buy us time. We can find out where Wu is located, perhaps stage a rescue, perhaps avoid the entire situation.
What do you say, Piani? Anything?
I thought that was just to Pi.
I thought that was to Pi.
No, you hear that? You hear that too, Piani?
Oh, I heard that?
Yeah.
But I'm in a room with everyone.
Yeah, you got your earpiece in, though.
Right, but I mean, like, if I talk, everyone hears.
If you talk, we can hear you, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I would just say, like, I'm all ears, right? Like, what do you want to do?
Okay, so that's probably a good place to go to break, right? Because you're like, I'm all ears. Let's take a break here, and then we'll see what the plan is when we come back. Give you guys a minute to figure it out.
I would think Mr. Sakari is just kind of like standing there with his visor, and Higgs is just squinting and just like, what the fuck is going
What's on? What's going on?
because Piani's like, I'm all ears, and then I'm just super confused. Let's take our final break. We'll come back and go into the final portion here of week 24. More roleplay coming up after this. We'll see you guys then.